This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Joy's very own program about pets. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Muslim.
I'm Kate.
And I'm Alan.
Now today we are going to be talking all things summer, but if you look outside, it's not very summery at all, is it?
Not at all. But we're feeling the summer vibes, aren't we?
We can remember the last few days. It's been really warm. So yeah, we're going to channel those sunny days.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll do the sun dance.
And we got a typical Melbourne summer day yesterday with the very hot weather in the morning at, 35, I think it was, and then storms in the afternoon. Mm, yeah. So that was always fun. I got home and I couldn't actually see where my dogs were at all, and I was wondering where they were because it was storming, and quickly realised that they'd been hiding out. They have a little storage room with a doggy door, and they decided, well, it's raining, we're going to hide out in there.
Oh, okay. Well, at least they went out in the rain and muddy and everything.
Managed to stay relatively dry, which I was quite impressed about. Good, so that was great.
Muddy paws on the carpet aren't good.
No, never at all. So today we're going to get on our thongs and sunnies, not those kind of thongs and not just those. It is our top 10 summer show. So shortly we'll be counting down the top 10 tips, try and say that fast, to keep your pet happy and safe during the summer season.
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
We also want to know your favourite dog parks. We've had quite a good response following our call out last week on our Facebook page. And basically, by the end of the show, we're going to compile your top 10 Pets Allowed dog parks. So just a couple that are circulating around at the moment. I think Altona Park's quite a popular one.
Altona Beach is a good one, and also Martin Reserve, which is in Footscray. So if you want to let us know, you can text us 0427 JOY 949, email on air at joy.org.au, or give us a call 1300 JOY 949.
Also coming up on Pets Allowed today, Alan, our resident vet, looks at problems to do with fleas.
That's right, and we will be unveiling our pet of the week towards the end of the show, as well as covering, as we said, our top 10 tips for summer. So coming up, we're going to bring you up to speed on the news of the week with the Lost Dogs Home News Wrap, and it's now time to hear from Girls Aloud. Now, this is a very fitting song, this long, hot summer, so let's hope we're in for a bit of a long, hot summer this one. This is Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. The Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
Now, it has been quite a busy week for us down on Gracie Street in North Melbourne, and also Boundary Road as well, and also a little bit throughout the city. You know, it has been quite a busy, crazy week this week. So we're going to take a look at some of the main news and events from this week. Now, Alan, how is our new vet clinic coming along?
Well, we're just putting on all the finishing touches onto the new Frank Samways vet clinic. At the moment, all our new equipment is being delivered and we're setting it up. And things like x-ray machines and ultrasound machines take a lot of setting up. We're moving a lot of stuff over from our old clinic, so we've got people rushing backwards and forwards across the road with trolleys. We've got to set up the consulting rooms, we're setting up the pharmacy. So it's a big, big job, but everyone's getting involved and everyone's helping out.
Excellent. And hopefully the Frank Samways Vet Clinic will be open sometime in the next couple of weeks, so keep an eye out.
But it's looking fantastic. It's absolutely amazing building. Really stunning.
Yeah, compared to where we're working at the moment, it's just going to be fantastic. Yeah, it's
definitely
huge, and it's clean, and it's airy, and it's bright, and there's space for people to move. It's great.
And how are things going at the current clinic?
Well, as I say, things are coming out of it and we're moving them across the street. We've actually started renovating our surgery in that clinic because we've got some changes happening there in January. So all in all, there's stuff going on everywhere and it's a bit chaotic.
It is, because we've also had a bit of a change in our cat adoption area. So we had some old cages in there that we thought needed a bit of a spruce up. And considering, you know, we've got some cat condos installed in some other areas of the shelter, we thought our adoptable cats, they deserve some cat condos as well. So they're townhouses almost, really.
Yeah, look, I went in this morning and Karina, the manager of that area, took me through the condos and they're fantastic. They're like tiny little villas and with a private ensuite and a private bedroom, as well as a little sort of foyer kind of lounge room area for the cats. And they look incredibly happy in these
They're much more relaxed, aren't they? They are. Here, so much more relaxed than in the past cages. It's wonderful to see.
And we've got a big kitten cage, haven't we? So we can get lots of kittens going together and they, you know, they can play together and that's really cute.
And in fact, the kitten area, there's an area where the cats can play as well. And if you're interested in meeting some of our cats to adopt, you actually have the opportunity to spend time with them one-on-one there. And it's fantastic for the cats because their personalities just come alive.
And that really, really helped for one of our cats who had been there for quite a while. Star had been at the shelter for so long, and the first day that Star was in this big cat adoption area, she was allowed into the big play area sort of thing with now what is known as her new owners, because they got to spend 40 minutes with her in there. She was able to just be herself, be relaxed, and completely interacted with them and everything, and they fell in love with her in that time. So it's just great to see such a positive impact. Now, we did talk a little bit last week about 12/12 day and about painting the town orange. We had our lovely orange t-shirts. How did that go?
That was fantastic, and we certainly did paint the CBD orange on Wednesday. We had team of probably 30 volunteers help us promote PEDI 12/12 Pet ID Day, and we donned our fantastic orange t-shirts. We had our invisible dog leads and collars, and we started in Bourke Street and we started in Federation Square. We made our way through the city. We had a bit of a group shot at Flinders Street Station and then made our way to Queensbridge Square. And along the way, we interacted with people and people sort of looking at us, taking photos, and it was really a great opportunity to get the message across to people to identify their pets, keep their information up to date so that we can reunite them should they ever become lost.
And if you want to check out a bit about the invisible dogs, we do have a video that's gone up on our Facebook this morning. So it's facebook.com/lostdogshome, and you can see a bit of our invisible dog walk and see what that is all about. Now, just quickly as well, we have two special guests a couple of weeks ago. Well, we had three, but two special little furry guests who I believe are now ready to go home. Alan, tell us, you had one of them in your care this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, I spayed Joy at about 8:30 this morning. So she was waking up as we left to come into the studio, and she was fine. And they will both, Oliver and Joy, will both be up for adoption tomorrow morning.
Yeah, just to remind our listeners, Joy and Oliver were named just recently on our program for Joy's 19th birthday. And Oliver was named by you. So thank you for that. And yeah, they are currently ready for adoption this weekend.
They will be. And they'll probably go really fast, won't they? Because they're really cute. So those young puppies
go really quickly. And if you're interested in adopting them, please contact the shelter and give us an expression of interest. So the phone number there is 0393292755, or visit our website dogshome.com. So for more news, also log on to that website, dogshome.com. But coming up after this, we're going to start our top 10 summer tips. But before that, we're going to hear from East 17 with It's Alright. You're with the Lost Dogs Home on Pets Aloud, Joy 94.9.
Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
It is all right. Thanks to E17 for that wonderful song. And right now on Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9, we're going to take a look at our top 10 summer tips. Now, notice I'm saying that slowly because top 10 tips is really
it can
awkward.
Be confusing.
Can be a bit confusing to say. So it is coming up to Christmas time. Now, Alan, what kind of things should we be worried about around Christmas? Number one, potential Christmas hazards.
Well, there are all sorts of unusual things lying around at Christmas. So you've got gifts, you've got decorations, all sorts of toys. And puppies and kittens and dogs and cats will always investigate anything unusual and play with it. So, and that can cause problems. So one of the main things is cats will play with tinsel or ribbons or a string from gift wrap, and they can swallow that, and that can cause quite a problem inside. It kind of gets stuck in their intestines and can actually cut through, so you need to be careful with that sort of thing. Decorations and toys can be left lying around, and if they're the right sort of size, dogs can swallow them. And if they get a foreign body, the first sign is that they vomit and they feel pretty miserable. So keep an eye on your pets, and if there's anything not right, make sure you get them to a vet. If you're barbecuing, don't give them any chopped bones. they're just, again, they're just the right sort of size to get stuck. And there's lots of food that dogs and cats shouldn't really have at Christmas. So chocolate, fruitcake, alcohol, all that kind of things. Your fairy lights, make sure the cables are out of the way, because puppies can chew through them and they get nasty shock and nasty burns in their mouths. And if you've got flowers, remember that lilies are really poisonous to cats and they can cause kidney failure, which can be fatal. And that's all the bad things, so hopefully we can lighten up a bit.
I was just going to say, with the fairy lights as well, would they be attractive to little kittens?
Oh yeah,
with the changing colours.
Yeah.
So maybe keep them out of reach, perhaps.
Yeah. Or supervise them.
Especially with cats, it's a bit harder because they like to jump everywhere. But talking about food, number two is we're looking at the bad foods that for your pet, and also some better alternatives. So things like, as Alan mentioned, alcohol, not good for pets. Cooked bones, also not good for pets. Garlic, onion, chocolate. There's plenty of different foods out there. If you're not sure, we do have some resources on our website, which is dogshome.com, and also our pet doctor website as well, which is petdoctor.com.au. If you want to involve your pets, though, in Christmas parties and everything like that, why not make them some treats?
Yes, you're really good at making dog biscuits, aren't you, Kev?
I do quite often take to the kitchen to make some dog biscuits. Yeah. So I have a couple of different recipes. Generally, I start off with a biscuit base, so wholemeal flour. Now, that's because my two dogs can have grains, whereas if they don't, you can find an alternative for that as well. Peanut butter is always a favourite in our house.
Yeah.
So a quick and easy recipe is flour, an egg, peanut butter and grated carrot. You can cook it, you can get little bone-shaped molds as well, and it just makes some great little treats. They're human-friendly as well, but they don't really taste that good.
Yeah, I imagine so. What about also, you know, people that don't really like baking, is there another way to make a treat?
Absolutely, and especially with the hot weather coming up, and we have talked about these before, so popsicles are a great idea. Just get a little plastic cup, put some treats in it, and fill it up with water, chuck it in the freezer. Overnight it's done, and then your pup will spend, you know, a little bit of time, like up to an hour maybe, if depending on how fast they want to go through it, and it'll keep them cool as well. Now, Kate, it's Christmas time, it's time for parties, that kind of thing. What are the kind of things we should think about if we're having a party at home or if we're maybe staying out late?
Well, we're generally more active at this time of year, aren't we? Sort of going out, catching up with friends and families, like we've got to cram it all in a couple of weeks before Christmas. So I think spare some thought for your dogs and cats at home. You'll be away probably more frequently than you perhaps usually are. So I just want to, I guess, advise that you go home first. You know, think of them before you go out. Go home and walk them, feed them first, so that they're all settled and taken care of, so that they'll be relaxed and less anxious when you do go out. Also, if you're having a party at home, a gathering, you know, we like to have lots of people around us, lots of chatter and loud noise and music. But to our pets, that's actually probably a little bit distressing at times. Depends on your pet. Some can take it in their stride, others are a little bit nervous. So, you know, perhaps pop them in a laundry or a bedroom and give them a special treat, and maybe play some soft music to distract them from the noise. And so everyone actually can have fun at Christmas.
That brings us to our fourth point, which is keeping up their usual routine. Now, Alan, we sort of know that dogs especially really thrive on a routine. What are the kind of things we should be doing over Christmas with that?
Well, I suppose, I mean, with people coming and going, it is really important to keep to your normal routine. And as you say, dogs like routine because it keeps them relaxed, it keeps them happy. They know what to expect and they know what's going on. If they don't have routine, they're more likely to get out or get into trouble. So if you're having a big day, exercise your dog in the morning. Remember, a tired dog is generally a well-behaved dog and is much less likely to get into trouble or make a nuisance of themselves. And at this time of year, getting out and exercising helps you work off all the excesses as well.
So just to recap, that was thinking about potential Christmas hazards, bad food and some better alternatives, party time, so what to do if you're hosting a party at home or even staying out overnight, and keeping up your normal routine. Now, we did just get a message in from James from Eltham as well, who said, you mean there are dogs who can't have grain? Like, really? Yeah, there are some dogs and cats as well who actually have grain allergies, so it means they can't have them. I have a friend who their cat actually can't have grains, so that we got to monitor what kind of food they're eating as well. So thank you very much for that message.
Just on that point, how would you know?
Generally,
they get really bad chronic diarrhea.
Yeah.
They're really gassy.
So you definitely know.
Yes. I didn't want to have to say that, but yeah, that is a thing.
It's good to put it out there.
Absolutely.
Actually, Irish setters have a genetic
Grain allergy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so just with food as well, just make sure you're not feeding table scraps as well, because there are some things in table scraps that your dog or cat might not really like that much, yeah, or and might not work with their stomach.
Especially extra fatty bits, like, you know, the cut off of the turkey or the ham. Lots of fat is not good for dogs, especially and cats, especially if they're not used to having that in their diet.
So coming up right after this, we are going to cover our next few tips. You're with Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. I'm Kevin.
I'm Oslam.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Kate.
And today we are talking our top 10 summer tips to keep your pet happy and healthy over this Christmas period. Now that brings us, we are up to number 5. So Christmas brings some festivities and also New Year's as well. And part of that sometimes is fireworks. Mm. Now, Oz, what are fireworks like for our pets? Do they enjoy the show as much as we do?
No, actually. Unfortunately, it actually does scare quite a lot of dogs, and we receive one of our highest intakes during the year around this time of the year. So we know that it's not something that dogs like a lot. So a couple of things to look out for. Obviously, make sure that your fences are secure and your gates are intact. If you're going to be going out for the evening, consider leaving your dog inside. You know, some people do leave their dog in the backyard, but it probably the most best choice is really to leave your dog inside in a comfortable space, perhaps the laundry, where, you know, they will be comfortable and away from the noise. Also, if you find that your dog is a bit anxious, it might be good to seek a friend who wouldn't mind looking after your dog for the night. Maybe arrange a play date. So they can also have a bit of fun.
Actually, really, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or you might have friends that have dogs that are also in the same situation that are happy to look after your pet this year, and you can do it next year for them. Yeah. But yeah, that way you can go out knowing that your pet's going to be safe. You're not going to be coming back home to an empty home and looking for your pet. If you do get in that situation, obviously beforehand, you need to make sure that your pet's details are up to date. So make sure that their ID details are up to date and that they also have a microchip and an ID tag.
Yeah, unfortunately, during fireworks, especially nowadays, there is a lot more just in the streets and everything like that as well. So it's not as localised anymore. Mm. And we do find that most dogs or some dogs will actually stop at nothing to get away from the noise. This is also the same for storms. So what are some of the tips that we can look at for storms, Alan?
Well, we talked about the storm jackets a few weeks ago.
Thunder shirts.
Thunder shirts, which help to calm them. I suppose if you're with your dog and there's a storm happening again, we said don't condition them. So don't hold them and pat them and make them more needy while the storm's going on. And if they're really bad, you can always talk to your vet, because there is medication which you can use to make them less anxious.
And it's about, like, desensitising them as well. So there are things you can pick up to sort of CDs that'll play the storm noises and everything like that. But as we know, there are many different reasons why the dog might be afraid or the cat might be afraid. So it's about keeping them safe as best as possible, so keeping them inside with you as well. Now, on the opposite end, like yesterday, we had storms at night, but during the day it was really quite warm. So, Alan, warm weather, what are the kind of things we should be looking out for?
So you never ever leave your pet in a car. Then when they're at home, make sure that they've got access to cool water and shade. We talked about the icy poles which you can make to help keep them cool. Keep older dogs and ill dogs indoors in the cool and use a fan. You can hose or bathe your dog to keep them cool, but don't use really, really cold icy water. It's the evaporation rather than the cold water that cools them down. Don't exercise your dog in the heat of the day, so take them out earlier in the morning or last thing at night. Take them for shorter walks, and don't throw balls for them when it's really, really hot, because some dogs will just chase balls until they drop, and that can be really dangerous, and they can overheat. They just don't know when to stop.
Yeah, I absolutely have that. I have the Border Collie, as most people will know, Cinder, and she is absolutely ball crazy. So whenever she wants to go outside, and even if it's 35 to 40 degrees, she goes after a ball. And I just have to sort of sit there and go, okay, no, we're not going to play with that. Let's go inside where it's air-conditioned. And it's a bit more comfortable for you and everything like that as well. And then they sort of just, both dogs just pass out on the floor anyway. So that was fireworks, so keeping your pet safe during fireworks, storms, as well as hot weather. So covering all sort of weather and that sort of thing. Coming up right after we hear from Enrique Iglesias with I Like How It Feels, we're going to cover our last three tips in our top 10 tips to keep your pet happy and safe this summer. This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. Missed your favourite segment on Pets Allowed or want to hear an interview again? Head to joy.org.au/petsallowed to subscribe to our free podcast.
Welcome back to Pets Allowed on the Lost Dogs Home with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. We are talking our top 10 tips to keep your pets happy and safe for summer. Now, we are going to be talking our top 10 dog parks soon as well. So please send in your dog parks. You can SMS us 0427 Joy 949 or 1300 Joy 949. Give us a call or email on air at joy.org.au. Now, thank you to everyone who's been sending in messages. We've heard a lot about how do you keep your pet cool. So we've had things like ice blocks, wet towels. What else have we had, Oz?
We had a suggestion to put out a shell pool filled with water, just there, you know, for your dog to have a little dip.
Yeah, look, paddle when they need to. Yes. And I guess put it in the shade so it doesn't get too hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that was a good suggestion. And also ice in a pillowcase that can be placed near your pet or in the kennel or, yeah.
Sounds like a good idea. A bit of an opposite of a hot water bottle, a bit of a cold water bottle. So now we are up to our last three tips for keeping your pet happy and safe during the summer. Now, Kate, with 12/12 day this week, obviously there's a big reason why we're doing that. So what is the message behind that?
To identify your pet with a microchip and a collar tag and to make sure that your information is up to date, your contact information. So we talked about fireworks, storms. You know, if in the event they do get out, we do all we can. Sometimes, I mean, I know at the Lost Dogs Home when on New Year's Eve, a lot of the dogs that come in overnight have ID. So they've got responsible owners, they're doing the right thing, and we're able to get those dogs back to those owners within 24 hours or usually the next morning. So this time of the year when, you know, people are letting off firecrackers, when there's storms, when you're away, make sure your dog and cat have identification and keep it up to date.
Excellent. And that also brings us to another thing, Christmas time.
Yeah.
Is it a good idea to give someone a pet for Christmas?
No, it's a really bad idea. You can give them a gift certificate because sometimes people, you know, they do want a pet and, you know, paying the adoption fee for them is a really good idea. But obviously you've talked to them beforehand and really understand what, you know, that they are really sure that they want that pet. We can do a gift certificate at the Lost Dogs Home so they can choose their own dog or cat. A pet is definitely for life, not for Christmas. It is a good time to adopt the school holidays or Christmas time because people are on leave and they've got more time at home to settle a dog or cat in. But if you're going to do that, just make sure that can be your total focus for that time, that you're not sort of busy going on holidays or, you know, going doing social things, that if you are going to settle a pet in, that you are going to just devote time.
You don't want to be cooking lunch for 20 and having the in-laws stay for a week when you're trying to puppy, you know, train a puppy.
Toilet train a new puppy or, you know, someone's whining in the background that, settling in. So, and really think about if you can commit to that new puppy or new dog or kitten for the next, you know, 10 to 15 years.
Mm. Absolutely. And we're going to look at something for our last tip. It's a bit more lighthearted. And speaking of presents, we're talking about presents to get your pets. Now, I'm guilty of this. I did all my Christmas shopping for my puppy before I did any other Christmas shopping at all. And it all arrived recently, which is great.
Lucky puppy.
She is very lucky. I've probably spent more on her than I'm going to be spending on anyone else. So, big box arrived from Amazon yesterday, which was full of toys. Now, I've found, obviously, dog toys. Anything with a squeaker in, she loves. Dog, like, balls to chase with little bells inside them. She absolutely loves those as well. And treats. I got her a whole bunch of treats as well. There's plenty. Don't forget about your cat as well. Your cat might like a bit of a Christmas present.
Catnip, or, you know, those feathers on an end of a stick that flick around.
That's right.
And scratching poles, and things, which is always really popular.
And you do need to renew those every now and then. They do sort of wear out, those cat scratching poles. Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's definitely a great time to choose some presents for your pet.
In terms of giving those presents, Kevin, are you going to give it to Cinder all in one go? Or
I think she might have a bit of an excitement overload if I give it to her all in one go. So I think she already sort of is trying to sneak into the boxes to find out what's in there.
You need an advent calendar, don't you? So you could actually have one day, you know, a present a day. She could
did actually do that last year with the beagle. She had her own advent calendar for the 24 days of Christmas. Ooh. I know you knew that, Kate, which is why you brought that up.
And I think that's really cool. Yeah, not many people would do that. I mean, I've done it for my kids, but for my pets, that's excellent.
It was a lot of fun. It got to the point where she was every day she would know when I went to the advent calendar that she was about to get something, because I had to keep everything in a big Christmas pillowcase.
Yeah,
and she would run to the Christmas pillowcase and go, "Oh, what's next?" So she got really excited by it, and by the end of it, she had, you know, 24 new things, toys, treats, everything like that.
So come Christmas Day, when you know the big present came out, she was like, okay.
Pretty much by then she was just like, okay, I've gotten all this other stuff, let's just keep that.
And the boxes are quite good fun as well.
That's right, especially for cats. Yeah, cats love boxes. So we'll just do a quick recap of our top 10 tips to keep your pet happy and safe this summer. First one was think about potential Christmas hazards, bad food and better alternatives. Party time, so what to do if you're hosting a party at home or staying out late or overnight. Keeping your usual routine, fireworks, storms, hot weather. Identifying, updating and reuniting that a pet is for life, not just for Christmas, and also pet-friendly presents. And don't forget your cats.
That's right. And just on the note about update, identify, update, reunite, the number for the National Pet Register, if you would like to find out any information about registering your pet or finding if your pet is actually registered, it's 1300 734 738, which is 1300-REG-PET.
That's great. And the website is petregister.com.au.
That's right.
Coming up after this, Alan and I are going to be discussing some pretty tricky questions in our Q&A. You're with Lost Dogs Home on Pets Aloud with... Oh, I've got that around the wrong way. You're with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9 with Pets Aloud.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Here we have our resident vet, Alan, Dr. Alan Bolton. Now, Alan, a listener contacted us last week, Sarah from Noble Park. Thank you for listening, Sarah. And she was saying that her dog is actually allergic to fleas, so suffering from flea allergy dermatitis. Now, she's sort of saying they've tried a few different things, but what do you suggest that she do for that?
Well, look, the first thing is you have to prevent the fleas, and to do that, you have to be really consistent with flea treatment. You have to pick the right type of product that works all the time, and you have to put it on as it says. And if they're really, really allergic, it's often a good idea to use two different types of flea treatment that work in a different way. So you can get one which will kill the adult fleas, and then one which stops the eggs hatching out and stops them breeding. And if you use both, then it's belt and braces kind of thing, and that helps. Often, if the allergy is really active, you'll need to see a vet, and you'll need to get something to actually treat the symptoms of the allergy. So that normally means cortisone. And because their skin's inflamed and moist, it's often quite badly infected. So you're going to need some antibiotics and probably medicated shampoos as well. And that infection can be bacterial or it can be yeast. So it kind of needs a bit of looking into just to get on top of it. And then once you're on top of it, you can generally manage it just with good flea control.
Because it only takes one flea, doesn't it, really?
Yeah. So basically, when the flea bites them, it injects saliva to stop the blood clotting. And the dog or cat is allergic to the proteins in the saliva. So, yeah, it only takes one or two fleas.
Thank you very much for that, Alan. Now, if you have a question for our resident vet, Dr. Alan Bolton, send us an email, lostdogshome@joy.org.au. Simply send us a text now, though, on 0427-JOY-949 or email on air at joy.org.au. So stick around right after we hear from, I forgot who I'm playing, Madonna with 4 Minutes, and with Justin Timberlake as well. We're going to cover the top 10 Pets Aloud dog parks as voted by you. You're with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This is Dog Dates, your pet's community calendar.
So today on Dog Dates and a bit of summer fun and our top 10 show, we're going to have a look at the top 10 dog parks as voted by you. So we did put the call out on our social media and also on the show to give us your dog parks. Now, Kate, what came in at number one?
Martin Reserve in Footscray came in as number one, which looks absolutely lovely. Just Googling that at the moment.
I have actually been a frequent member of Martin Reserve back when I used to live in Braybrook. It's a really good group there as well. They have a Facebook page dedicated to the park as well.
And that's what's good about, I think, going to a really good dog park, where you meet a lot of, I guess, like-minded people and like-minded dogs maybe even as well. And it's a good social outing.
Absolutely. And there's so many nice people there. They campaigned. They got, they're getting new lights installed as well as new paths through the council. And it's just great. It's such a good fenced in area. The fences are big as well, and my girls both have loved running around through Martin Reserve, so that's good that it came at number one. What came in at number two, Oz?
Our favorite, actually, Altona Beach. This one we've mentioned quite a number of times, and it seems like it is quite the popular destination for taking your dog for a walk because of the alternatives. You've got the beach as well as the park, and you don't have a bustling road nearby where you know, you're worried about your dog sort of running out into the road. So this one was quite popular.
And for dogs that love water, I mean, like your gun dogs, like your Labradors, going to the beach, they're beside themselves, aren't they? They can swim and frolic in the water. They just love it.
Yeah, and it's good for you too. Sorry, just with the heat, you know, you go for a swim as well.
Yeah, my dogs don't like the water. They hate the water, but they still love the beach and get really, really excited when they go to the beach.
And there's so many exciting smells and things around it all.
And the motion of the water perhaps.
Yeah. It gets them excited. I had a Labrador in the past, and that was the best thing ever, just to be able to swim.
Coming in at number three was, again, with the beach theme, Germana Dog Beach, down Mornington Way, I would assume. Ruffy Lake Park? I think it was Ruffy Lake Park in Doncaster. Clayton Reserve in North Melbourne, which is
across the road from us, Kevin, isn't it?
That is right. So you could come down and visit us as well.
That's right. You can, and a new veterinary clinic, our new Frank Samways veterinary clinic, overlooks Clayton Park. So, you know, you could come and visit the clinic and then, you know, for a walk, go and take your dog for a walk in the park.
And it's a good reward as well. So if, you know, if your dog's been to the vet, then it's good for them to go and have a run around a bit afterwards. Now, Oz, what else do we have on the list?
At number six, we've got Robina Dog Park at the Gold Coast. So, obviously you wouldn't just travel there just for the park, but if you happen to be there for your holidays, your Christmas break, Robina Dog Park was suggested on our Facebook.
Excellent. And we also have Brighton Dog Beach. Now, okay, this is one you've been to before.
I have. I used to take my Labrador, Harry, to Brighton Dog Beach. And as I said before, a great fan of water he was, so he just had a ball. He would just be running around crazy and interacting with all the other dogs and swimming. So and you know, lots of people use that beach. So, again, it's a good place to catch up with other dog owners.
Good fenced-in area as well. Now, we also had Lilydale Lake, as well as Summers Beach, which, Kate, you said it was down the Mornington Peninsula, I believe.
It's another Mornington Peninsula beach. So probably people on holidays might use that beach to travelling with their dogs.
And what was our final one, Oz?
And right at the end, we've got Creekshank Park. So
it's around the Altona area, I think, as well. So it's another great place to take your dogs.
One that didn't make it into the list was what we mentioned last week, I think. There's that reserve next to Yarraville. That was quite nice.
Hanmer Reserve, the one that I keep going past and I really want to go to. Well, thank you, everyone, for sending in your top 10 dog parks for our summer show. Coming up right after this, we're going to put our Pet of the Week in the spotlight. You're with The Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.